forgive my frog voice. I had a lot of fun worshiping this week. And when Debbie asked me for a story to share, I actually had a really hard time picking one. But what I'm going to share with you is probably the most significant moment of the week for me. On, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday morning, Steve Nicholson was giving a talk. And actually, it was Wednesday morning. And I can't remember a word of the talk, although I'm really sure it was brilliant because he's such a smart man. And I felt this pull on my heart the whole time that he was talking. And at the end of the talk, he said, "We want to pass this on to the next generation." And I felt that this growing tugging on my heart. And he invited anyone who was under 35 and who had never met John Wimber, who was the founder of the Vineyard Movement. He invited us to come forward and to receive something, to receive a blessing from those who had, and kind of to establish those family ties. And I think afterwards, Aaron told me he thought I was going to jump over the railing and fly over the crowd to get there. I was so eager, and I was so filled with longing for whatever it was that he and these other amazing men and women of God had to offer. And I went down, and gosh, there were probably hundreds of us. We were packed in like sardines down there, but he invited the presence of the Holy Spirit, and the room was bowled over with the presence of God. I really have a hard time describing to you, because it's very weird for me too, but just the sense of God's presence and God's peace and God's healing and God's releasing. And I stood there and just my heart, I couldn't stop from singing. And I was just so overwhelmed. I mean, and I use that word, and it's not even enough to describe to you the power of God at that moment. And as I was standing there, you know, it was, even though there was a lot of other stuff going on, the power of God was active in many ways that morning. But it was like I had just this direct connection with God, that he was meeting with me personally, like I was sitting with him face to face. And in the process of receiving prayer and ministry, just felt that God was doing business with me. And for those of you who know me, you know that I'm really nerdy. I'm very brainy. It's the way I'm wired. And God just really took that rationality, that kind of super logical head, and just said, "I'm going to do things in a way that you aren't going to expect and that may not make sense to you." And that was such a freeing experience, because I didn't have to control my brain anymore. I could surrender it to God, and I could still be smart, and I could still think all the deep thoughts I love to think, but I would be surrendering those to God, and in the power of his presence and his mercy, he would do something beautiful with them that I may not have foreseen. And at the end of the experience, I was sitting there and just basking in just the joy and the freedom and just the presence of my Lord. And all of a sudden, I just felt this real sense of family, not just with the people who were sitting around me, but I mean, I really began to feel that I was connected to all of you in a deeper way, and all of the people at my church back in the States in a deeper way, and that Jesus was at work in all of us, and he wanted to do wonderful things in each one of us. And I felt called and hopeful and just like a part of something so much bigger, and the hope and the expectation, and just felt like God was blessing me to go forward and to just experience that more and more.